after 9/11, we learned some things. And you're not going to make it.
This is an after school program podcast.
What key are we in, G?
Yeah.
Didn't get a laugh, really, but someone just goes, "Too good, bro."
Too good, bro.
Too good, bro.
That's a great live review. You know, sometimes you wait for people to write a review, and other times somebody just yells out their five-star review.
Too good, bro.
Hey, guys, it's too hot and gas is too high. I don't even want to do the podcast anymore if it means leaving my house. But also, I've got kids, so you can't come over to our house. I don't want anybody to leave their house. I think everybody should just stay inside.
I think we should just have your kids on the podcast.
Every episode.
Every episode, yeah. I'm going to hold my mic like this. Is that cool with you guys?
Like a cigarette?
Yeah.
Guys, we are... how are you doing, PD?
Not too good, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, why?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, physically, not well. Mentally, decent.
PD's like mentally nice. Strong.
I mean, it's better than not well.
That's true. Yeah.
It's you're
sick.
A few notches above.
PD, you're like the Michael Jordan of being sick, mildly sick. Let me repeat that again. PD, you're the Michael Jordan of being mildly sick.
Well, I used to live in a basement, and I realized that I just learned to live with like constantly being sick.
Yeah.
Because of the basement. After leaving the basement, the only person who gets me sick is Lauren. So I'd like to throw her under the bus right now.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Having a great... Guys, if you're single out there... single guys, having a girlfriend is bad for your health. That's the only takeaway you should have from this episode.
But yeah, mentally decent. I'm ready to do the podcast.
How you doing, Chase?
I'm good. We're in a church sanctuary, which means that you guys need to sign up for the Patreon to do your tithing.
Now more than ever, y'all... we got evicted from upstairs. Well, they're renovating upstairs. We'll drop some pictures in the Discord.
We have some fun videos of us tossing furniture off.
Did I say in the Discord? No, we'll drop them on Instagram. This is a public episode.
Yeah.
So we got rid of the old furniture. Sorry, PD, we didn't tell you that part.
I saw the video of it being chucked.
Okay.
So I tossed one in the Discord. Okay. I did. Yeah. You guys can get early access. I'm just going to start plugging.
Y'all want to see some high quality content of us chucking furniture?
Yeah, y'all can learn stuff in real time, like me seeing that video.
Oh yeah, well we told you that that we were moving the studio. Well, anyways, now the podcast is mobile.
Yeah.
So right now we're in Greenville Community Church's beautiful, beautiful green sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. This is we're right next to the stage where Loose Cannon was shot.
Yeah, yeah. Loose Cannon was shot over there. What else was shot here? What is that thing that we all did Whiteface for? We shot that right behind
oh, yeah.
us over
yeah.
there.
We posted that clip last week. Well, yeah. When we filmed this last week.
I can't hear you well, Chase.
Is this not doing it for you?
Your antics are...
I don't know, man. I'm in a good mood today.
Chase was holding the microphone like he was about to say, "Let's get ready to rumble." That's why I had to...
So Chase gets a handheld mic and he's like, "Let's see all the different ways I can hold this. Let's experiment."
Wildin'.
So I was talking in previous episodes about how I've been angry lately. I'm done.
Just
I'm
like
good.
That?
Yeah.
Flipped a switch.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling happy.
Yeah.
I'm having a good day.
God bless you, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
You were in a Taco Bell tee.
Yeah. I like to make people think I work there.
Really?
Because I look like I would work there.
But I mean, are you doing better than decent?
Hey,
I'm way better than decent.
I don't know if this is a roast or a compliment, but nobody will roast Chase better than Chase. Chase is Chase's number one enemy.
And my number one fan.
Hey, so I need to do some more research on this, but there's a guy that looks like Chase, who's a soccer player. That so when Robert had that Playboy Cardi tweet that blew up, congratulations to Robert.
Huge congrats to Robert.
Hey, man. I knew you'd make it.
Yeah, 50,000 likes on Twitter. That's more than I've ever done.
Yeah, me neither. Twitter. I've never had a dub on Twitter. Yeah.
But in his plug for the short film, somebody tagged a soccer player, and they're like, "Oh, yeah. It's starring this guy," and it's spot on.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that everybody has a doppelganger here on Earth. I don't know where I'm taking that from, but I swear. You want to know what's crazy? I lived in Africa. Dude, I have met white versions of black people that I've met. Everybody has like an inverted doppelganger. I promise, dude.
I've That's really funny. Yeah,
have
I've
you seen
only
that?
Only once.
Where you're like, oh my
where
God.
It was,
oh.
Tony, the mysterious figure who works on stuff like, you know, around this podcast,
yes,
but will
yeah.
never come on the podcast.
Refuses to be on the podcast.
His
Tony Palacino.
Father, John Palacino. I saw Black John one time. I did.
Black John.
God, have you ever experienced this?
Stick around.
Maybe not different races, but I've definitely seen doppelgangers.
It is. It's kind of crazy. You're like, how did this
I've been
happen?
Watching. This is relevant to the Christian community. I've been watching. I've been watching the Boys on Amazon Prime, which
this is not relevant is, to the Christian. This is.
But
you just pointed the camera.
There's a here.
The Christian community is in there. They're inside that camera.
Jesus.
There's a character who looks just like John Chris. Just like John Chris.
Black John Chris or
no,
white John?
No, white, a little bit chubbier.
Yeah.
John Chris, but it looks just like him. Don't
what
watch
do you
the
think?
Show if
you,
you're not into
I
vulgar
mean,
stuff.
Okay,
but.
guys. Chase
Christian
Chase,
community.
Chase is really Chase really has no grasp on the audience of this podcast. Y'all still slide in his DMs. He doesn't understand. The 12 to 25 year old homeschool and homeschool graduates who listen to this show.
Yeah, man.
In the Discord, there's stuff I don't understand. it goes deep in the Discord.
It
People
does.
Of all types in
can
there.
Can I ask you maybe it's just because I turned 30, but if I don't understand something online, or if I don't understand a text, or like a joke, like a meme, I'll just keep scrolling. Like if somebody's like, "Hey, remember that time?" and I don't remember, I just won't respond. Like I don't know, man. Like my brain, I'm digging through recent files. Like if I gotta pull the drawer all the way out,
it's not worth it.
Like I watched the trailer for some movie, and I can't remember what movie it was. And I was like, I watched like the first 10 seconds and I was like, don't get it. And I just like, I remember thinking.
Not for me.
Just, I don't know why. I thought maybe I should like
You're conserving
dig in a
space.
Little. Maybe. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like I was watching Survivor.
Oh, yes.
And my favorite character of all time.
Rupert.
Yeah. Rupert's my number one. He's this big hippie guy, big beard, tie-dye shirt, who screams a lot. Makes him my favorite by far.
Okay.
Somebody was talking about him, and they compared him to Grizzly Adams. And I was like, well, I need to Google Grizzly Adams now. I need to see if this checks out. And I did. I did the math on the joke. Like, I did the research.
Yeah.
And it checked out. And I was like, yeah. I appreciate this 20-year-old joke that I had to look up.
You're better than me. I've seen the same episode, heard the same joke, and just went, I'll take his word for it.
I don't. I mean, every now and then I'll try to figure out, like, if somebody tells me, especially if my mom, shout out to my mom,
you know her in the Christian community.
She'll occasionally hit up WhatsApp and hit me with some misinformation that somebody screenshotted and sent to her. And then I got to crank up the Google machine and fact check my mom. And then, you know, dunk on her and be like, no, not the case, mom. But no, like every so often I'll do that. But every now and then if she sends me something, I'm like, God, not, it's not important. Then it's just not. Is it worth my time? That's what I'm thinking of.
Hey, man. In the new...
It depends on the misinformation.
Yeah.
The misinformation scale. And I'm not saying my mom just shares misinformation with me, but...
She shares
African
with everyone.
African parents, it is a stereotype. It is a stereotype.
Well, the problem with that stuff is that in the course of the, I don't know, 1 to 3 minute video, they will throw out so many things that it would take you like half an hour to explain why everything's wrong.
Now I got to become a network
so
to create
in the new Bo Burnham Inside Outtakes video, there's one joke that just I think is just the most relatable to my life. And it's the part where he's doing the voicemail at the beginning of the song. And he's like, and I know you're just going to call me and ask me and I'm just going to Google it. So you just Google it.
Yeah.
And that's just my family and me all day long. Hey, what does this mean? I'm going to Google
your guesses. There is, you know, a lot of times I'll get requests. I got an email today. Somebody's like, hey, we're trying to build out a mobile podcast studio setup with the like cameras.
Looks like this.
Yeah. Like what we put together in like, you know, 10 seconds. They'll be like, I want to do this. Do you have any recommendations? And I'll always ask, what's the, like, how much are you trying to spend? And they'll be like, maybe as little as possible. And I just go, hey, your guess plus Google plus YouTube is as good as mine.
Pick it up.
Hey, Lauren, I'm on the podcast.
Petey really derailed my story here with this.
You know what's really funny?
Phone call ringing real loud.
As a bit, I was going to pretend to pick up the phone in the middle of someone talking today.
Of course, Petey would.
Yeah. Well, just pick a random hat for me. By the way, they can hear you now. You're going to go then?
Yeah.
Hi, Lauren.
Okay. I'm trying to buy you something for the Disney store. I need help.
Is she in Disney right now?
Yeah, she's at Disney.
She's at Disney?
They can hear you, by the way.
Why was she sending me memes 20 minutes ago? Be enjoying the magical place on Earth.
I was bored.
Word.
Scrolling reels?
Bored on the bus. I'm on bus bored.
You on a church bus?
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I love you.
You want a hat with Mickey Mouse on it?
Totally ignored my I love you.
How embarrassing.
Sparkly pink Mickey ears.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But do you love me?
No.
Thank you. All right, bye.
I gotta stop moving this microphone.
She ain't say it, did she?
She did.
She did she?
Yeah, okay. She did. She did tell me she loved me.
Oh,
the second time I asked.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta. Sometimes
it's recorded now.
Yeah, that was.
Sparkly pink Minnie Mouse ears.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Chase and I as girls know better.
Chase? Chase told me to pick up.
I know, man. I'm picking on you.
Grace and Liz would never.
Oh,
what
man.
Are we talking about? I don't even know.
Doing your bit.
I don't got time. The bit's over.
But the plan, I was just going to silence my phone.
No,
Chase wanted me to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's plug the Patreon real quick, guys. We did a naming structure currently on the Patreon where there's this episode's like, I don't know, 168 or whatever.
Oh yeah.
169. You can listen to this episode, and then if you hop over to Patreon, you can listen to that episode and a half.
Point
so there's like 167 and a half, 168 and a half. Kind of like Toy Story 2.5, wasn't there? Or Lion King and a half?
Lion King, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they did that. And we're doing that too. Original thought.
Well, it was actually someone in the Discord's idea.
Yeah.
So we listen to you guys. The Christian community.
Hey, at a threshold, if you pay enough, we'll listen to you.
Well, hey, there have been a lot of good ideas in there, I think. Some not so good. I'm not going to say which ones. I mean, like, making us into a Marvel, like, just having us do a whole Marvel movie parody.
They did do that.
Some people in the Discord spent a whole night. No, yeah.
They're Australian, so it wasn't night for them.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just the middle of the day.
Okay.
And then they were like, we need to pitch it to them. I'm like, what's the pitch? you want us to make Marvel again, but with us?
Like... that pitch comes with doesn't even show up with $300 million.
Yeah. Well, I will say it was entertaining to read, and I was not happy with them making me a Nazi doctor at first.
I was happy with my role.
See, once again, I hopped in that and I read a little bit and I went, I'm 97 years old and I don't get it.
I will say props to them. Because they didn't make you Black Panther or Nick Fury.
That's all I wanted to be, dude.
Oh, well.
They made you Captain America.
They made you.
I want to be Black Panther.
Well, then do it,
guys.
I heard there's an opening.
Sheesh.
That was Chase.
We were on a call when we found out Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Died. We were on a Zoom call. The three of us plus Robert. And
oh yeah,
guys. Dark day. And I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm saying that because emotionally, I was not ready for that man to go.
It was rough. Yeah,
It was rough. But honestly, I had dreads for a little bit. My hair kind of locked up. And then I remember thinking, I just want to look like Chadwick Boseman. So I grabbed a pair of scissors and I just cut my hair so it could be nice and compact.
That's bold.
Similar to my hero.
You cut your own hair?
Yeah, I'm getting a real haircut tomorrow, though. That was the appetizer haircut.
I am, too.
Where do
you go to get your haircut?
I go to Oxford Barbershop. They charge.
They don't do white people, do they?
They do white people.
Okay.
Now, I go to a black barber at a white barbershop, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Aaron.
I gotta stop going to Great Clips.
Go to Sports Clips. You can watch Stephen A. Smith.
PD recommending lateral moves.
You could go to Sports Clips and you could get your hair butchered ESPN First Take.
You can go to Sports Clips, Great Clips, or you can just pull up YouTube and buy some shears.
Dude, I got to find a better place.
Why do you go to Great Clips, though?
Because I don't know where to go.
What are you trying to get?
I just wanted to clean it. I'm shooting a short film next week.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just need to look a little not as crazy.
Go to Oxford.
No, just go to a place that white girls congregate. I will. Like, go to a cookie shop and go, who in here is a hairdresser? Like, four of them will raise their hands.
A cookie shop?
I have a friend.
He just thinks all girls hang out at cookie shops.
I've been to Crumble, all right?
I have too.
I know where white girls go.
Can we get serious for a second, PD? Crumble has gone downhill, have they not?
Yeah.
They have.
They have. I've only been there a handful of times.
Are you talking
about
the one?
So
is that the
really
one downtown
know.
Or is that the one on Woodruff?
I'm talking about the one in Simpsonville.
Okay.
Near like the Chili's.
You know what? And we talked about this. We talked about this while we were in Portland. PD, we've traveled together. Guys, this is just for everybody who lives in Greenville. I'm tired. Okay? I'm tired of pretending that Greenville's got a great food scene. I gotta say it. Restaurants will come in, they'll do good for like the first couple of weeks, then I don't know what happens, they'll go downhill. It happens all the time. Then they'll close within a year or two. I'm tired of pretending, dog.
Yeah.
I've just, every time I go out of town, everybody who thinks Greenville is a great food scene hasn't been to a great food scene.
Going to
I don't
Portland
know why I'm like ranting about
really opened
something
my
that
eyes.
No one listening to this cares
nobody,
about.
Nobody not a local is here. I promise though. Yeah.
He's right. And going to Portland really opened my eyes.
I hate you. That's what
until
it takes.
You're at a biscuit place that's right next to a massage parlor.
That's right next to a juice truck.
A juice truck. And you're just chilling outside.
That's when you're like, man, we need a better food scene.
And it's like 65 degrees. Everyone's in big coats. And the waitress goes, it's a really nice day. You should sit outside.
That's what she said. She said, it's a really nice day. She said, we're like, this is a nice day to y'all?
And I loved it.
Sorry, PD. I know we talked about this being an international podcast. But if you ever find yourself in Greenville, South Carolina, and you want to get a nice meal, go to a different state. Drive to Charlotte for 2 hours. Get you a nice meal. Then come back.
I can't believe I'm sitting here with a bunch of liberals talking about the food scene. The food scene ain't good enough.
You know, we're talking about haircuts and food. We really need to figure out what this podcast is
all
about.
I need is a good Chinese buffet, and I need a good pizza place, and I'm set for the rest of my life.
Hey, we went to New York. We had great pizza in New York.
Yeah. But was it as good as Bertolo's? No. That's a place that I can. That's 15 minutes away from.
Is that
me.
On? That's on that's, God.
I mean, we only went to a couple places. I haven't tried everything in New York. I'm just saying.
PD, you're talking like you run a Greenville food blog, and what Chase and I are doing is bad for business.
I mean,
this just in: PD Bachman claims New York food not that great.
You may know PD on Instagram as at. @GVL upstate foodie love
_.
I'm just saying, I don't need a pancake shop next to the laundromat to feel like I'm in a good place.
All I'm saying is, check out other states. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I feel like the more I go to other places and eat great food,
well, hold on.
When I come back, I'm like, oh, what are we doing?
I will say Greenville food way better than West Virginia. You ever been to West Virginia?
Well, I have been to West Virginia.
In the tiers, that's what I'm saying. In the tiers, everybody. So Greenville is like this complex. And once again, I hate how local we're being. But I read again recently where somebody's like, why is it that everybody brags about their downtown, but it'll just have like a coffee shop, like a biscuit place, like a brewery, and then a bridge, and people are like, we've got the best downtown, and overpriced apartments. We're like, hey, it's all like the same thing, unless you go to a really cool city and you're like, well, this is different. Y'all's food scene is different.
If you go to West Virginia, the food scene is like the Dollar General.
Well, West Virginia,
some chips.
It's the same vibe that I had when I went to Charleston, where I'm like, this place is falling apart.
Yeah.
It's literally falling into the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, don't invest in real estate in Charleston, South Carolina. That's a pro tip.
That's it, y'all. Well, Charleston, my in-laws live in Charleston.
Not for long.
About to float in Charleston.
In West Virginia, it's like this place is famous for roads, but all the roads are so narrow and have potholes. This is like, it's very ironic.
Yeah. So a new song would be country pot filled roads.
Take me home.
To the place.
My tire's flat.
Oh, man. All right. Well, what is this?
We're in rare form, guys.
I think the space changing is throwing us off a little bit.
You know what it is? It's too much space. You see what I'm saying? How much would the podcast do? Just like 10 by 10. What is this?
This is...
Well, I don't even know. Yeah. See, this is too much. Our brains are running wild. They needed to be like...
I feel like we're in a live show for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, we're too limitless. We needed... Somebody needed to cap us.
And we have natural reverb.
If we get loud enough...
Oh, we also shot Televangelist, the sketch right over here.
Oh, yeah. It may not look like it because we used a really professional set.
Yeah, yeah.
It is right here in this room.
Guys, let's. You want to hop in some emails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hop in some emails.
Blue Skidoo, we can too.
Ah, man, how far back? Am I going to scroll down or should I just go to the
Let's go to recent. Let's go to recent.
All right.
We should throw them all in a hat.
I do like the idea. We should start printing them out.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a printer at your house?
I do, but I don't rely on my ink because we have like 7 people that live in my house.
Do you have a shredder too for the bad ones?
I don't have a shredder.
Why was that funny? On air after we read them. If we think it's bad, just
that actually
would
be really
hold
funny.
On a second. You know what though? You know what? People would take pride in that. They'd be like, "My email was so good, I saw it physically be shredded." Not no right swipe. No, I saw him shred my email. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, this is one from Zoe Squires. The subject is just as politician. I know you guys don't like to get political on this podcast, but I just sent you a politician.
What?
Once again.
What is that?
Can I take a guess? It's a
pollen.
It's a politician who has a hard stance on the pollen. That's adamant in this area.
But is that it? There's no.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, that's the whole email?
But
yeah, she sent it 2 hours ago. That's the most recent. That's the freshest.
What sound does a printer, a shredder make? I don't know.
I think that's it. I guess I got it.
Yeah.
Petey, you got this one. We'll pass the phone.
Pass the phone.
Now, remember, I'm doing mentally decent, so I might not be able to read.
You get a slight cold, and it's just like illiterate.
It's throwing me off. I'm not 100%. I'm doing this for my love of the Christian community in that camera. All right.
Chase the type of dude to reference the Christian community and then say something, the most secular thing you've ever heard in your entire life.
Yeah. Hey, everybody in the Christian community, I think on HBO, there's this thing.
It's kind of vulgar. Don't watch it, though. Dog.
I'm the kind of guy that'll shout out the Christian community and then ask who Job is.
Yeah. I really saw the love of Christ come through on this Jerry Springer contestant, season 4.
Oh man.
Doris Monroe, the search for wholesome Christian content. I cannot tell you I have searched. I can't read. The cold.
Would you like me?
I already messed up. No, I got this. I'm doing it for the love of the fans.
y'all pray for grandpa.
I cannot tell you how long I have searched the internet and rummaged through garbage to find wholesome Christian content for and my kids to enjoy together.
Keep searching, baby.
Imagine my excitement when I found a podcast named Church Stories. Finally, I exclaimed to myself, perhaps too soon. We delve in the first show with holy expectations. We laugh for quite a while. Very gleefully, I can't get that gosh darn theme out of my head.
Which one? Oh, key is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I even bought a melodica for my son so he could learn to play it at home. Wow.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
I have since thrown it in the trash.
Ooh.
smart move.
It's always how that goes.
Man, we need to save our comments for the end of the email. We were like, wow, what a
wow,
huge,
Scotty B influenced somebody.
Step
to...
for Melodica is a huge step for Melodica playing
my
kind.
My dad's really doing a lot for Melodica rights.
Melodica rights matter.
Oh, man. All
right. Goodbye, $21.99.
Hey, that's a lot. Is that a lot?
I might
snag one.
I think it's a lot to just throw in the trash.
Hey, man.
That $21.99, I would have gotten $21.99 worth of joy, and that's all that matters.
Okay. This is where it takes a turn, I think. My kids love the show, but after I heard sex mentioned on multiple occasions by the so-called host, Sherma, I understand that he has been blessed with 3 kiddos. I just don't want my kids to know how it works. We haven't gotten that deep in the process.
I can explain it.
No. not to this Christian community.
I just don't want my kids to know how it works. PD, however, is a certified angel and a saint for dealing with Sharma's foolery episode after episode. Okay, I'll take it.
We'll
pretend that's how this
Hold
works.
Hold on a second. I don't know if she knew that we were going to read emails. So now she brought up sex before I did on this podcast.
Wow.
We're no different, you and I.
Not so different.
Hey, Miss Doris,
look what you did, Doris.
Some PD text messages just to let everybody know. Let everybody know who the true villain of the show is.
And it's just like a paragraph of me saying we should arm toddlers.
We've already said too much about that one sentence has already said too much.
All right, what else? All right,
I'm going to reread that, the glowing review of me again.
Yep.
Okay, so PD, however, is a certified angel and a saint for dealing with Sharma's foolery episode after episode.
I agree.
Sex, drug paraphernalia, and post-departed game show hosts, ?
That pretty much sums up Sharma's life.
Wow. I really am an angel and a saint. Thank you very much, Doris.
Is that the end of the email?
No, it's not.
Okay. I was going to say, what about me?
I will not allow my family to be subjected to a show which claims to be non-secular, but I assure you it's very secular adjacent.
I think that's the biggest compliment you could have given me. I've worked hard to make this place secular adjacent.
Wait, so this is like, I don't know if she meant it to be read on the show. Maybe she did.
I think she's joking. I think she's being
Are you sure?
Around. Yeah.
Let's keep reading, though.
Okay. But I assure you it is very secular adjacent. Period. Deception. Period. I can let some things slip. I can. But the final straw in the coffin is the fact that in nearly over 170 episodes, I have not heard a church story in a show called Church Stories in almost a season and a half. I am dumbfounded. I know he's there, but I will not mention the aesthetic Neanderthal by name.
That's me.
But I know he's there. What? That feels racist somehow. Aesthetic
Wait,
Neanderthal.
It is. It's. She's obviously a fan because she knows about my DNA.
Go ahead.
Okay. But I know he's there.
I'm always here.
I will, however, continue to listen to the episodes and pray for the Church Stories crew. I sincerely hope you take my words to the heart, Shamshank Redemption, and to the Earth Angel, P, Traumatic Stress D. That's great. Thank you, Doris. I think Doris is great, guys.
Hey, don't pray for me if you ain't dare for me. Okay?
Please keep fighting the good fight. The search wholesale Christian content. I think wholesome, but wholesale Christian content continues. Love, Doris. Wholesale Christian content.
I'm glad you have a fan.
There's a yeah, lot going I'm on glad there. I'm an Earth Angel.
Earth
that feels
angel,
good. I knew I was
Earth
immortal.
Angel.
That's just some more confirmation.
There's a lot to unpack here.
There is. Well, for one, when you talk into a microphone, for Doris, I love you. I just want to say
I
that.
Don't.
Doris, I think you're great. You said some really nice things about me. I appreciate
you.
That. And you were spot on about Sharma. But Doris.
Hey, she was kind of racist to me and my Neanderthalness.
Look, we'll look past that. Doris.
She needs a racism. Deal with it.
Yeah. I mean.
There are worse things.
Neanderthal racism specifically, but Doris, when you do a podcast and you talk for hours and hours and hours and hours, once you near, I don't know, 120 hours of something, you're not going to have your own stories anymore.
Mm-mm.
You're going to run out.
Yeah.
You are then going to rely on other people to share things, and that's how you keep the show going. So that's my answer to that.
Take notes, Dor.
Well, I mean, also, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, maybe it's like off air, but like, are we checking all the boxes for what Church Stories is?
I feel like we just come on and have fun, but we do still get to a lot of church stories.
Right, right.
We're a comedy podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, guys, we've been at it for like a half a decade now. We're tapped. I don't know if we're tapped out, but we're trying to make it as fun and as fresh as possible.
I wouldn't say tapped. We're very much tapped in.
Cool.
I'll say
like we left the runway a long time ago, and guys, we're just cruising. We're cruising altitude. Now, Doris, what she just did is, she's kind of rushing the cockpit here. But guess what? Well, it's locked. Yeah. No.
Well, guess what? After 9/11, we learned some things, and you're not going to make it to
the Hey, Church Stories Airways is we still flying, baby.
You say you have a box cutter, the congregation's gonna rush you. And you're not making it to the cockpit.
Shama's the pilot. He's the co-pilot, and I'm the flight attendant.
3D printed gun, no match for the pod brigade.
Okay. Oh man. Okay.
All I'm saying is, if Mark Wahlberg was there, it wouldn't have gone down like that.
It wouldn't have gone down like that.
And here at Church Stories Airways, we guarantee a Mark Wahlberg on every flight.
Or your money back.
And a clone of Matthew McConaughey. Oh, not quite the original, but close enough.
Look, we've...
You know what I love about Church Stories?
All right.
The fans keep getting older, but the emails stay the same. Hey.
Now, the law says you can't insult the Church Stories host, but I see a lot of law breaking. I see a lot of law breakers in here.
You guys got some church stories? Be a lot cooler if you did.
You sound more like Rick Grimes.
Carl.
I think people give us a hard time for like, hey, you need to promote the podcast more. Hey, not everybody's cup of tea. Some people like different beverages. I think, you know.
But I think people like us.
Yeah.
You know, and some that's of why us, they listen. Yeah,
yes. They like you, apparently.
If they're coming because they want like a specific format of the show for us to be telling our own church, then it's not for them.
You know, also this podcast started off like I was 25.
I was 17 or 18.
See, like we weren't in relationships. We just had these two mics that PDN are currently holding. That's
I didn't
all we
have
had.
A girlfriend to have, you know, call me on the show and then me say I love you and get ignored. And
yeah.
Then,
I didn't have a
didn't
wife
have
and two kids and one on the way. A lot. People change.
What Trauma,
and so do their podcasts.
What Trauma's trying to say is if you want church stories, sign up for Adventures in Odyssey.
Actually, I just did.
Dude,
AIO Club, let's
I
go.
I will say, so I was in, I went to a Christian elementary school for 4th and 5th grade, and my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
Was listening to Adventures
hey,
in Odyssey.
Pull my password, my login.
Word.
The app is solid. Now it doesn't do. You can't resume playback when you listen to something. But dude, I was listening to it on the car last week. Grace and I went to North Carolina, and because we had to get a good meal, and we just went to Cracker Barrel. No, dude, Adventures in Odyssey holds up.
Dude,
it's
I just
so,
love.
It's too good.
I love a good radio drama.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I don't know why. Like, I feel like people just really perfected that in like the like 70s or something.
So, I've been reading this book called "The Great Pulp Fiction Heroes." It's a book about fiction or pulp magazines from the 20s and 30s. These are the like comic books before comic books. They were on novel form, but they inspired Batman and Superman and Indiana Jones and James Bond, all that. These are way back in the day, and there's this one character called the Shadow, and he was kind of the inspiration for Batman, and he had this super successful radio drama, and someone has posted them on Spotify. And so I was listening to it, and it sounds like you're listening to an old-timey radio, and it's like crackling and stuff. Man. It was really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think it's such a beautiful thing. I remember talking to a friend of mine about how, like, how did audio peak so, like, much quicker than video did?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the audio technology, like, I feel like so many more people had access to it, and it was the barrier of entry for video is so much higher. That for audio, so many people were able to kind of like attack and work on it. And it just got great. Like there was just a higher standard set that people are still trying to like, you know, trying to like reach and stay within. And you listen to all these old albums and stuff. And you're like, how did you guys tap into that without, you know, on reel to reel recording where all the band and the singers like the had to go all at once to print it on a record or whatever. But
yeah, well, it's kind of like
we just press a big green button and it turns red for an hour.
I think it's something to do with like eliminating one of the senses. You know, like they say, like blind people, your hearing gets so much better. It's like when you're not watching and listening to something, you're just listening to something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
We got real intelligent real fast.
Yikes. Let's read another email here. I'll let Chase read one too while we're at it. Guys, National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for Berea. I opened the podcast and said it's too hot and gas is too high. Now, the U.S. National Weather Service is like, you were right. They just confirmed that, y'all. They just confirmed that.
Hey, guys, remember those problems you have? Yep. Just remember.
Just remember.
We're reminding you.
This is from, here you go. You read all that.
And we were in the middle of a Patreon plug that I think we didn't really end it. We just kind of went on to, I think, Chadwick Boseman. And then from there. Well, anyways, we've been doing a lot of stuff on the Patreon. Sign up. Discord's fun. I'm going to start dropping PD's Playhouse episodes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to commit to every month, but I'm going to drop one in there soon.
And for those of y'all like, man, I can't get enough of that sweet angel's thoughts.
Yeah, Doris, don't listen to this show. Just sign up for the Patreon.
Pay $10. And gosh, darn it, excuse my French, we got to launch that mentor tier. We'll figure it out after this.
I'll take care of it when I get home.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
This one is called Typos at Bible College from Natalie Justice. Hi, Shama, PD, and Chase.
Natalie Justice sounds like a news reporter.
She does,
And Chris Justice. He was the weatherman. Chris Justice.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
But his name is like Justus.
That's how this is spelled.
Really?
It might be his daughter or wife or something.
Oh,
I met somebody named Jessica Johnson, and I was like, you need to be a broadcaster.
That's Jessica Johnson.
I met a guy named John Johnson.
Really?
Jonathan John Johnson.
Jonathan John Johnson?
JJJ. Jonathan
His name was
John
Jonathan
Johnson.
John Johnson?
And I was a big fan.
That's like a
Triple J.
That's like a burger with just three slices of cheese.
Yeah.
Only. No meat. Same thing.
Hi, Shama, PD, and Chase.
PD, and Chase, and maybe I guess today. Every time I hear our names said in that order, I was like,
it is nice.
Yep. Yeah, that's the sign that guy did a good job.
He did.
Shout out Jeremiah.
He did. You can listen to that on Spotify.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your show for about a week, and I'm having lots of fun going back and listening to all the previous episodes. I have plenty of stories from my time at Bible College when I was 18 and 19. The one I want to share with you today started off like this. Our assignment for our theology class was to write a catechism?
Is a catechism like a prayer, I believe, I think?
Okay.
Yeah, you said
or
that
like
right.
A declaration? Yeah.
So a catechism of Christian beliefs. I sent a text message to my theology professor asking if I needed to cite anything or make a reference page. Since the professor already knew what the sources were, he then replied with this text message, and I quote, "Your catechism is your own fault based upon knowledge that you have read, but is your own dog, so there's no need to cite." Very
Wait,
confused.
What? Your own fault?
Your catechism is your own fault based upon knowledge that you have read, but it is your own dog, so there's no need to cite. Very confused, I texted back, LOL, the typos. His excuse was that he had used voice texting, and it was late at night. 8:30 p.m. is apparently late at night for him. I will also say that this professor had a very strong southern accent, so I can see how the voice texting could have easily messed up. We both laughed, and he explained what he meant. keep up the good work. I think some more Bible college stories. I'll think of some more Bible college stories and send them in soon. Sincerely, Nat.
Wait a second. But what did he mean?
I don't know.
He didn't say that?
She didn't say what he meant. So
you
I think
gave
maybe
us the typo is your own thought?
Your
maybe?
Own thought. I'm going to say it in a southern accent, and you guys try to see. So your catechism is your own thought, okay, based upon knowledge that you have read, but it is your own dog, so there's no need to cite. Own dog. Own dog. Own thought.
Doc?
I don't know.
Own doc.
Doc?
Own
doc.
Thought.
There's no way to tell. Cause have you tried voice texting? It doesn't work.
No, I can't do
I've
it.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
I
can't believe she left us hanging on that.
She'll send another one. She's new to the pod, a week and a half.
You know what that was, Doris? That was a church story.
That's what I think we've been doing a good job this season, reading church stories.
I think every season we've gotten a bunch in. Doris.
Man, Doris.
Gosh. She's going to keep listening.
Doris, you really ruffled some feathers.
Even though her kids can't because of Shama over here.
Hey, brother.
Guys, we're just going to repeat again one more time from the cockpit. Please sit down, buckle up your seat. Don't rush the cockpit. We got this. Just trust us. We're in the air. And when we're ready to land, we can't
but
land
this
now.
This is
we
got just one person. We got a bunch that vibe with us.
Yeah,
hopefully.
A bunch.
Also, if you don't vibe with us, let us know. Doris just, we're going to, you know what? I'm going to say
invite that.
We're gonna unlock the cockpit door. Well, you get if you don't like it, send an email. Yeah,
we're gonna unlock it, and that's because there's an eject button, and you're gonna get launched.
Remember,
out.
If you're too mean, we'll just stop
we'll
doing
just,
it,
and we're gonna bring it. I'm buying. We're gonna buy a shredder. We're gonna buy a shredder.
That would be fun to shred.
And now we're gonna shred. Hey, if it's good, what do we do with it? If it's good, what do we do?
Well, when we're back in the studio, maybe if it's good, we put it on the wall.
Yeah.
We put it on the wall.
Yeah.
But not with tape because me and Shama spent too much time with drill and a sander.
4 hours, dog. Oh, man. God bless us.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been
for the recording studio side.
This is to go with the airline jokes. I've been on a plane, not to brag.
You've been on five, dog.
I've been on five planes.
Come on.
And all I could think of watching the airline, like the in-flight video, the pre-video thing, is like I could see how hard they were trying to include everyone.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like every single type of person you could imagine
Hispanic
was in this video.
Lady. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very funny.
Asian man. Yeah. Those corporate things, you know. Dark-skinned black girl, light-skinned black guy.
Pregnant lady.
They kind of really. Hey, you know, you don't have to watch those videos, right? I just normally put on my headphones.
I know
and
you
my
weren't
iPad.
Paying attention.
No.
But I wanted the experience, so I watched them.
Yeah.
I've never seen them before.
Headphones straight away from me too.
That's what he was doing.
Can I play the hardest song I've ever one of the hardest corporate made songs I've ever heard?
Is it the Home Depot?
No, this is Virgin America made their in flight instructional video. They made it into a musical. And that junk is phenomenal. Who's connected to the woof woof?
I don't think anyone is. Probably PD if anyone is.
Let me try to see real quick. PD don't connect. Let me try to see. I wanna.
I'm not.
I got some. What is that? Rodecaster Pro. Do we want to read one more email? No, I think we've given y'all enough emails.
And then I have something to play too.
Oh, heck
you do?
Yeah.
Let me play this real quick. This is from Virgin America.
We have so much space. I might get up and dance.
Dude, you know what's so funny is the last video. Wait a sec. Well, the studio upstairs, I was trying to tear stuff down. Bro, I hit my head on the light so much. That's how small the room was.
It's
like, I'm a pow. Man, I whacked my head so many times. I was like, man, that's frustrating. Okay, this is called, this is Todrick Hall. He's a YouTuber. Virgin America safety video.
Some safety tips that you gotta know, and trust me, it's something that you wanna hear. So honey, zip your lips and enjoy the show before we move into the stratosphere. Yeah. So won't you buckle your seatbelt, pull it down tight, and keep your hoe in that chair until we turn off that light. Turn your electrical devices off as fast as you can. And whatever you do, don't make me ask you again. So
0.001% of you who have never. Tell me that don't go.
That
tell
went
me
in.
That don't
man. It went in, but at 5 a.m., I'm going to be like, screw you. Like, get out of here with this energy.
Tonight, it is so good. Get ready to fly. Well, they don't play this anymore. I think it was like 5 years old. Virgin America knows.
Seeing that
all
makes
the places
me think like
you wanna be.
No comedy song I can come up with will ever be sound as good as that. Because he can just sing so well, and I she know, can sing so dude. Well.
I know this junk is too good, boy. Eight years ago. I've never even flown on a Virgin American airplane before, but I remember flex, watching this on YouTube, and I remember thinking, wow!
That is really cool.
This is a lot better than the... And now, more than ever, I'm the CEO of Delta. what song did you want to play? Hold on, let me...
That's the kind of thing that's great once.
Oh man, kick me in the crotch, Waldo. Why don't you? Why
the,
don't you?
I'm just thinking
talking.
About it, like from being on the flight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would rather watch.
You don't
want
to hear a 5-minute musical every time you take off in a plane. Oh, dude, they had Zach King do one. Zach King, the VFX guy.
We worked with some people that used to work for him.
Yeah, one degree of separation from VFX King, Zach King. You think his real last name is King? I'm not going to get into that.
Maybe.
Not going to get into that.
Do we think your last real name is Marima?
Marima. Hey, you can connect to the Bluetooth. Did you connect?
Yeah, I'm on it. So Colin, Lauren's little brother, who was on set at Televangelist.
He was heckling the heck out of us.
He made a really good Michael Jackson joke. I don't remember it, but he just goes, Michael Jackson.
I also mentioned on this podcast the one time he dumped Cajun seasoning into his Dr. Pepper. Drank the whole thing so he could get a refill instead of just asking for a new drink.
Man, that's
that's who we're
dedication.
Dealing with here.
That's his credits. We got to list his credits before. You may know him from dumping Cajun seasoning in Dr. Pepper.
And Michael
Ladies
Jackson.
And gentlemen, Colin!
So he has an Oculus. So I'm like, all right, we're playing mini golf together.
Yeah.
We sunk about like 3 or 4 hours into mini golf. A couple days ago, just looking for the lost balls and like doing the clues,
And
getting the extra putters and stuff.
It's the best video game experience you'll ever have. I know, bar none.
I need to play it.
And at some point, he told me to tell you that he's a loyal subscriber to the channel.
This channel or
the after school program channel? Yeah, okay. And he's like, you should write me a song, and then I'll do it, and then I'll send it to Shama. And I was like. Here's an idea. You do a freestyle because then there's no work for me. and he's like, yeah, I'll do it. What is it about? And I was like, Waffle House.
Oh, man.
And I had no idea what to expect. And then I get this video file of GarageBand, and I'm going to play this now.
Oh, I'm very excited.
This is Waffle House Remix by Colin Van Hiss.
Turn it down a little bit.
Beat goes hard.
Hold on. Can't believe we're vibing out to this right now.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Waffles on, waffles on, waffles on, waffles.
It's a vibe. How did he do this?
Monkey statues. Also, Waffle House more than El Dorado. This beat is so clean because I'm using GarageBand. Waffle House is the best. Go eat there. This is a shout out to Waffle House. It's the best restaurant in the South. Everybody loves it. It's amazing. Waffle House is the best. Everybody eats there because it is the best. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, waffles on waffles. Waffle House is rich, so are you.
Thanks.
The Elder Robin's got a lot of statues. Thing looks like Da Vinci. Yeah, I like it, Picasso. Waffle House is the best. If you didn't know, just in case, Waffle House is the best. Go eat there. The best place. Goodbye.
Colin went in.
He's a better producer than me. Like, I don't think I could do that.
You know, they say sometimes even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Yeah, sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut factory. What?
Dude, the parts of the song where he's just like,
How did he do that?
He nailed Travis Scott's. He used like templates, but he pieced it all together. Yeah. And I looked at the vocal track, and there were no cuts on it, so he did that all in one take. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Man.
Way to go, Colin.
Yeah, shout out to Colin.
How old is Colin?
He's, I think, 11 or 12.
Way better than anything I could have made at that
age. I've tried.
He nailed those Travis Scott yes on the end.
He really did, dude.
I can't believe we got to give it to him.
Michael Jackson.
He gets melody, I guess.
Michael Jackson's got
a good little voice, man.
I've heard him sing along to Juice WRLD, so I'm guessing that's where that comes from.
Good for him.
He sings along to, how old is he?
11 or 12.
Why?
That's prime Juice WRLD.
Isn't Juice WRLD like, that's like dead? Isn't Juice WRLD like, no, when I, yes, I know he's dead.
Yeah.
Doesn't he just make like depressed, sad people rap?
Yeah, yeah. He's like their Usher. You know?
I love. Why are.
Wait,
are
what?
Petey's just talking to me like I just turned 30. He's like, they're Usher.
And for some reason, I thought, oh, yeah.
I remember how Gotta Let It Burn made me feel.
I can talk to millennials, Chase.
That was ridiculous.
I can't believe it. I've been trying to figure. All I do is walk around and shake people by the shoulders and ask them, "What is Juice WRLD? What is Juice WRLD?
What is Juice WRLD?
Help me! I know he died. Help me!" And PD answered it in 2 seconds.
He's their Usher.
He's like their Usher.
Wow.
Oh man. Hey, speaking of their Usher, we're going to speak with our Usher, Chase Bridges.
What?
White Usher, Chase Bridges.
White Usher.
So now it's time for checking in with
Chase. Speaking of Usher, he did the song "The DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again," right?
Tonight, yeah. So dance. Dude, that was one of those songs that you couldn't go a day without hearing it like 10 times.
Yeah.
Is that me?
Jeez, PD.
Oh, time to turn off my stuff.
I remember being at the middle school dances, and that song would play. And I remember just like kind of listening to it and being like, how rude that he doesn't remember. He's dancing with this girl that he's already dated previously.
Really? DJ's got us falling in love again.
I remember those eyes. And he's like, they got us falling in love again. He had an intimate relationship with this woman for, I guess, a long time, and then just forgot about her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they went their separate ways, but then they're on the dance floor.
But he just didn't recognize. I don't think I could see someone from my kindergarten class and be like, oh, he was in my kindergarten class or she was in my.
Usher's old. It could have been 20 years ago.
I want to.
I don't know why I'm trying to defend Usher's song.
Kindergarten for me was 20 years ago.
He's an Usher apologist.
I'm the contrarian today.
Dude, one of my favorite Usher songs. He's with a controversial figure.
What did Usher do?
Usher's fine, but this song also features R. Kelly.
Oh,
the song is.
I was gonna go My Pillow Guy.
Yeah, it's Usher featuring Mike Lindell.
Cause baby tonight, DJ's got us falling in love again.
It's Usher and R. Kelly. The song is called Same Girl.
Same Girl, yeah.
We I was talking about, you know, we're talking to the same girl.
Yeah.
The same girl, could the love of my life. And it's very 90s, like, R&B music video. Everything's in, like, slow motion.
They're going back and
forth. And so they're going back and forth. We're like, I met her at this party in Toronto. Hey, I met her at this party in Atlanta. Yeah, she was right next to me. And they go back and forth. They're, like, arguing. And then the end of the song in the music video, turns out it wasn't the same girl. They were twins. Womp, 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 womp.
Which is kind
of like.
So
this whole, it's like this 3-minute R&B, like, oh, how could the love of my life and my potential wife. Oh, she's got a twin?
That's an R&B fairy tale.
Yeah, or it's just a really complex setup.
You guys ever, since we're talking about R. Kelly, you guys ever heard R. Kelly's Locked in the Closet rap?
Yeah. I love it.
Opera?
I've watched,
I've watched
the freaking
it.
Locked in the
Is that real? Like, is it supposed to be serious?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. Dude,
it's supposed to be serious?
Yeah. And I looked at him. And he looked at me. And I looked at him. And he looked at me.
Dude, it is so. There's like 15 parts.
Dude, yeah, it goes on forever. Freaking,
yeah, I remember I was with it until one episode, like a little person pops up
out of the sink.
And you're like, all right,
and
guys.
He pops out from under the sink.
Man, they jumped the shark with this one.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, man.
What Didn't my, have that on my 2005 bingo card.
What is my is that your checking with
dude.
Chase? He was breaking down an Usher song.
I've been writing bits, but I've been trying to write bits for more like stand up lately, and I don't want to waste them on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh.
Fine.
Hey, that was Chase, everybody. Yeah. We about to kick him
up
the
cockpit.
Chase
has been writing stand up, so he can't be funny anymore.
We're about to put you in economy, dog.
I've only ever flown business class.
It was economy plus, dog.
Economy plus. Well,
respect that. I think it's like business class. I love you. I wanted your first experience to be awesome.
It was really awesome. It was.
My praise report is, man, I have, and I don't want to, like, you know, kind of talk about it too much right now, but I've taken probably some of the best meetings I've ever taken this year with a lot of people. And
Mike Lindell
hit me up. He was like, let's hop on Zoom.
Hop on Zoom. I've got this great pillow.
So anyways, guys, look out for my pillow.
It's a black pillowcase.
Ex Shama. Yeah, it's me and him. It's, and also the pillow's got like a little afro on one end. No, but I've taken some really awesome meetings with a bunch of people who I've looked up to and have known of for a long time. And I'm really excited about it. I think there has been, it has felt like career-wise that there was nothing going on for a long time. And then now everything is going on at once.
But now you're going to be on TVs in Planet Fitness. For my, I'm done.
That's a really good impression. Did you go home and watch it?
No, I was just trying to find it.
PD, stay in the pocket. PD, stay in that my pillow pocket.
You're good, man.
But I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. Also, man, speaking of Adventures in Odyssey, a couple of weeks ago, a lady shoots me a message, and it's Katie Lee. Katie Lee is the voice of Connie Kendall.
Oh,
on Adventures in Odyssey. Hits me up. She's, you know, sends me a message. She's like, hey, you are so funny. I'm a big fan. Can we talk? Like, I'd love to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm a fan of you.
Yeah.
And so we end up talking on the phone, and she sounds exactly like Connie Kendall. I could not believe my mind. Like, I remember thinking, I'm talking to Connie Kendall.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. She was like, hey, I just, like, where are you guys from? She lives in L.A. I think she thought we were in L.A. too.
Common misconception,
but, you know,
because
common
we're so wealthy.
Guys. We're we're out here in the sticks. But no, yeah, just that. There have been just so many people who have really acknowledged and just told me about, you know, their love for what we're doing. And so it feels great.
Do they
really
still
great.
Make Adventures in Odyssey?
They still do, yeah.
Do you think we could all be voice actors in an Adventures of Odyssey?
Dude.
Or
we invite her on the podcast and we riff an Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, dude, she would totally do it.
That would be awesome.
She would totally, dude, that'd probably be the number one downloaded podcast. Like, our fan base, this Christian community.
Chase. In there.
Chase, this Christian community. They'd love that. Dude, I will reach out to her. That would be awesome. Really, really awesome. But yeah, that's my praise report. It's been a really overwhelming, like an overwhelmingly option filled year. So I'm excited.
That's really awesome, dude.
Yeah. What's your praise report, PD?
My praise report is that I came in here feeling mentally decent.
Huh?
But now I'm going to go with slightly better than average.
Ooh.
You think that's a step up?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Sure. I think. Hashtag mental health. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm really enjoying the golf suggestion that you made.
Oh, and, yeah. Mini golf, yo. Walk about mini golf. Oculus.
I've been doing like, you know, two, three rounds a day, you know?
Dog. Yeah. I had to get into it. I got to get back into it. Hey, real quick, I just want to check in with one person. How was this episode for you, Doris?
Oh, Doris.
Was this satisfactory?
Doris.
We read a couple of church stories. Well, a Bible college story.
We read a Bible college story,
Doris. We're in a church. We're literally in a sanctuary of a church,
It doesn't
Doris.
Get much holier than
oh,
this.
Oh, wait. I had a praise report, and I just we'll made
do
that
it.
Up.
Double up.
I totally blanked
yeah, I
on
I could have saved that little.
I
double up.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Double dipping.
The real one that I thought about earlier to mention was just that this certain clip exists. It's Wendy Williams, and she's talking about people like going out, you know, like breaking the COVID rules back when that was a thing. And then like she said, death to all of them. And her audience was like, oh, like everybody's like, you took it too far. There was a collective gasp. Oh. And well, then she realizes what she did.
Wait, did she realize it because she was had a studio audience full yeah. of people?
Yeah. I got to pull it up. Every time Please I do. Watch it, I just...
Her show got canceled, right?
Yeah, it did. I laugh so hard every time.
I think
time.
Nick Cannon took over her spot.
I know. Really?
I maybe can't. He was a guest host. I don't know. Nick Cannon was involved at some point.
Like, she said death to all of you. And I was like, oh, sheesh. Y'all paid money to be here. So y'all bought tickets, my bad.
All right, here's the Wendy Williams clip that has brought a lot of joy to my life.
How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them. Oh,
she looks around like with her mouth wide. Like, I just said that? Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Death to all of them.
Why did she say that like she was the executioner? Like she said that like she was
she said
ordering
like,
their heads be she, gone by she, the end of sunset.
Death to all of them.
I love
She sounds like the does. Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Dude.
Then realizes she doesn't have that power.
What is that iconic clip of there is a guy stands up in like a courtroom or whatever? No, it's like a city hall thing. Mm. He stands up and says something, and then there's like the same like response, like oh, and then somebody else, you need to leave.
Oh, it's a racist. He says something kind of racist at like a council.
Yeah, meeting. Yeah, like a council okay. meeting.
And
yeah,
then, you need to leave.
And he like stands up, and for some odd reason, I guess in his mind, he had main character syndrome, so he was like, oh, people gonna vibe with this one. And people yeah. were like, nah, sit out. You need to leave. That's such yeah, a, I love that.
That is a good yeah. one.
I love that energy. Yeah, you can't just be mean.
No.
Doris.
No.
You didn't think I was going to end with you again?
Unless it's us on SoundCloud. If it's us on SoundCloud, Christian.
We can yeah. we come after yeah. us. Come after yeah. us. This has been really good. Hey, good being here, guys.
Yep.
Doris, we love you. And we appreciated your email as well. I hope you keep on listening. And I don't know what we're going to do things differently around here, but
not much.
Vibe with us. Not much.
And if you bring the heat like Colin, we won't roast your song.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
What a great song.
That was good.
Hey, guys, we're gonna knock out some music. I made some plans. Hopped on that. I got a phone call. We're going to do some stuff.
Cool.
All right.
Make it happen. All right. See ya. I've always wanted to do this at the end of an episode.
Oh, why would you do that?
That me and Chase both like,
why would you do that?